Hello, everybody. This is Sci Supporters, and today we're going to be talking about the next subject, which is basically kink shaming. It's a very bad thing, it's a terrible thing, and it's something that really should not ever happen. I mean, look, everybody has a fetish. It's nothing to really be ashamed about. Sure, I was definitely ashamed. I was pretty embarrassed. I thought people would laugh at me, call me a freak, whatever the heck with this whole giants' fetish and foot fetish. Yes, it is. But these are pretty two very normal things, especially the fact that in giants' size fetish or things like that, there's not really like, we mostly role play it out. Or there's mostly the female that is the domination type of thing. There's also the reverse roles. There's all that type of stuff. But the number one thing that you need to know is someone that is kink shaming you is pretty much the one person that probably has a fetish that no one else wants to worry about. They're just doing it so everybody forgets about them for a minute. And honestly, it's a very stupid thing to do. Everybody has one. There's nobody, I mean, unless you're like a person that has no interest in sex whatsoever, then hey, good on you. But I'm talking about people that actually like have a fetish, but they're just kink shaming others because they don't want anybody to find out theirs. It's pretty stupid, and it's something that really should be looked down upon. There is really no point to kink shaming someone. We're all in this same boat together. We all have certain fetishes that we are interested into. We are all interested in certain things that we really shouldn't be called freaks about. We shouldn't really be looked down by others. We all have these same type of things that people need to understand that it's no fair to actually judge someone on something that they're interested in. I mean, look, I was in a relationship, or I at least was beginning a relationship, where I told a girl about the certain things that I was really into sexually. And in reality, it came to the point where, she found that fact that foot fetish is very creepy and it's very unattractive. And honestly, a foot fetish is better than having like some certain others that go to the point where it could creep a girl out. I mean, I'm not kink shaming here, okay? I'm just saying something that, it's a thing, it happens, it's something that's understandable to get over, but don't just immediately judge upon the person after they tell you something that they are really into. Just try to work it out and try to have something good with the significant other or the person you're trying to go with. Same thing like I said with the role-playing experience when it comes to size fetish in general, where you're making sure your partner is comfortable with the things that you like, and hopefully they like some of the things that you like doing in the role-playing, which makes things 12 times easier amongst each other. Now, if there's a person that does not like the fact that, you like a certain thing that they don't like doing. I know the main thing in most of the community is two certain things that, or sorry, several certain things that don't really like, not many people even like doing at all, which is scat or a water sports, aka peeing, or age play or diaper play, which no offense to anybody out there that's into all that stuff. Look, that's all on you, all right? But to me, it doesn't seem very like fun. It just seems kind of really weird to do. I mean, look, okay, you sure, you may be into it. I may sound like I'm kink shaming. I'm not. I'm just saying everybody has their kinks. Everybody likes them. Same thing with me. People have judged me for the whole foot fetish thing and the giants fetish thing. It happens a lot. It's something that you got to understand that anybody that judges you, literally just ignore them because, look, they don't understand. They just want to judge you from what you said and to make you look bad. Sometimes friends will do that. Sometimes people will do that. But it's best not to like pay attention to what they say to you. You know what you like, and others that respect you for what you like. Those are the people you need to pay attention to. So kink shaming, it's a bad thing. It's something that really should not be noticed upon. There's a lot of things like that. And what I said before about those several gray areas, yeah, okay, people don't like the whole scat, water sports, age play, diaper play, and just things that are not really attractive to most people. I know some are do like this. Hey man, you like it. But to others in the giantess or size fetish world, it's kind of really, really low. So, mind you, respect those that have certain fetishes. Because I'm pretty sure you do yourself and you just don't want anybody to know about it. But in the size fetish world, or fetish world in general, the adult industry, and wherever, everybody respects you just before you who you are. And if you have a certain fetish, I'm pretty sure there are a lot of people out there that also respect you for that also. But thank you for listening to this episode, and hopefully to catch you in the next one.